Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to a discussion of the Child Health Advisory Council. We are excited about our next webinar on the topic of a diverse search that leads to attracting diverse talent in a professional way and retaining that talent. Of course, a diverse search can be both in the outcome and the process. Valerie, what's your concept of a diverse search? What do we mean by that?
Everybody's view is different. I mean, some people would say a diverse search means that you've got individuals who are serving on the committee, for instance, that come from, you know, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different genders, but at some level have some vested interest in helping the search to be successful. To some others, it might be that the outcome of the search is going to lead to a diverse candidate pool, and that would mean success, whether or not the candidate chosen is from an underrepresented minority group or not. So I think the question is a difficult one to answer, Bruder, because it could mean different things to different people. I think one of the big problems we have in searches is that the process, how you select the candidates, how the candidates on the search committee interact with each other, how they derive information from the candidate interviews is all very different. And all you need is one or two very vocal people on a search committee. We've all seen this, where some of the perhaps more innovative candidates, the candidates with a very different background, the candidates that might actually bring some unique talent to the organization are excluded because they don't fit a mold. So I think the process oftentimes undermines the outcome, both in who gets selected to be on the committee, as well as what the outcome of the committee is.
How does the group think the process can be best structured to lead to a great outcome? I mean, I think one of the things I've noticed is there's huge emphasis now on and requirement for looking for diverse candidates in searches. And in many cases, it just seems to me that people are checking boxes. Chris?
Well, this may not be directly responsive to your query, but I think one of the things about the process that in a way, when you said checking off the boxes, it's like that candidate pool and how that's developed needs to be done and ongoing well before any searches by any institutions or departments take place. I mean, we're all asking about that. Who are the best candidates? How do we find out? And I think if there's an institutional commitment, which, as you said, you know, everybody is subject now to, you know, learning about, you know, diversity in searches, and search committees are charged with, you know, adhering to this process and collecting all of the data as the search goes forward. But that data, that candidate pool in all different specialties and subspecialties, all of our organizations are trying to establish that. And a lot of it is, you know, by, you know, who do you know that's an excellent diverse candidate, or building that pipeline of diverse candidates. And so I think that a lot of the pre-work that can be done in trying to actually do a diverse search and enable a good outcome to increase diversity needs to be ongoing, a dynamic process that doesn't just start when the search starts, but each institution establishes mechanisms for a candidate pool, all sorts of, in all disciplines and so forth, and have, you know, help from various organizations. You know, NIH has all sorts of data available, but we don't really sort of collect it and have it, you know, and continue to improve it as the years go on, so that you wind up just checking off a box that you checked whatever, you know, pool that you could get for diverse candidates and got on with it. So that's one thing I would think that we need to do better on: databases, candidate pool databases, and how do we establish them and maintain them and grow them.
Danielle, I saw you were ready to say something. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, I'm also trying to listen very carefully because obviously it's something I've given a lot of thought to. So I actually began with a definition, Sorry, it's signed off, so I'm going to open this again. So you said search, so I thought let's start with basics because everything everybody said, I agree with. Okay, so so if you look at the definition of search, it's to look into over carefully or thoroughly in an effort to find or discover something, okay? And I can give you other definitions. And folks have said this, but what's our why? What's the purpose of the search? And in what environment or climate is that search occurring, I think are key questions. And obviously we have buzzwords. The buzzword of diversity, which right now I'm a little tired of, it's okay. What are the words? What are the things? What's the purpose about doing that? So if we step back and say, why are we committed to a diverse search? However we define it, then we do have to look at the outcome, the ultimate outcome. Valerie and others mentioned this, you know, is it the process outcome? Is it the outcome in terms of who the pool is? Or is it the outcome of who the individual is that you actually recruit that then speaks to the ultimate purpose of having engaged in, and we didn't use the word equitable, but a diverse, equitable, comprehensive search. All those are metrics are important in my view. Okay, so I think one is defining that purpose. And in defining that purpose, it was already mentioned, what's the composition of the search committee, right? I'm gonna be blatant here. So let's let down our guard a little bit and talk about things. If you have, as has been in the past, a search committee that it's entirely, and this is an oversimplification, not diverse, meaning all white men. Now, all white men is not an undiverse. It can be defined as a heterogeneous group too, because not all guys are the same, right? So we have to be clear. What do we mean by a search committee and its representation on that committee? And are we ready? Chris said this. Are we ready? What's the pre-work? So one of my pre-works was to look at various definitions and perhaps training ourselves. Do we talk about tokenism, invalidation of self, micro insults, stereotype threat, or imposter syndrome. If we don't understand any of those, or minority tax, if we don't understand any of those, at least the word diversity now usually means racial and ethnic diversity. It shouldn't mean that alone. There's cognitive diversity, there are a whole host of things. But what's the preparatory work for this group in engaging in that discussion? The other is, let's be practical. One of your titles was Practical Approaches to Diverse Search. I'm tired of talk. So do we look at, is implicit bias training relevant to our recommendations? Is there assessment of readiness for change? Is there a discussion of bystander interventions when the environment and the climate is not welcoming? Are there mentoring schemes and measures of effectiveness? Are there robust funding for mentorship, sponsorship, coaching, and disrupting prior unsupported processes? I can go on, but I'm actually reading from my book that's coming up and saying, let's get real. If this webinar is to be something different, I mean, incredible individuals that I'm looking at, let's get real. What's the purpose? I'm tired of being the first, only, and different. I am sick and tired of it, okay? I don't want that. That's not change. That's tokenism. So what do we mean, honestly, about this group's commitment to a diverse search? I think we can do it. I just think we need to figure out what it is we contribute that's new. Anyway, I'll stop there.
You know, that's wonderful. What you started off with, what's the purpose of a search? And I know Chris and we worked together at the University of Washington. We had a whole retreat among our leaders on searches and diversity, and brought in outside speakers. And I think we all learned. We had been following the statistics, the demographic of, are we doing better with our searches and bringing in, and that was important, but it seemed as if the numbers were the goal rather than why are we doing these diverse searches. And we came to the understanding that if we were going to be excellent and have the benefit of the top people, I mean, this purpose of a search was to bring in the best person to advance our organization. And unless we were looking at the entire talent pool and thinking about what experiences and values people might bring, we were limiting our ability to be excellent if we weren't diverse. And I think that really invigorated people's interest in saying, yes, if we're going to be doing a diverse search, it's not so that we can bring in someone in the demographic that meets a goal, but not only that, but it also is, and most importantly, it's to bring excellence to our department. And it's a different sort of mindset when you're thinking, how are we going to be the most excellent organization by bringing in a diverse group of insights and talents, and that there is talent out there that we just aren't reaching at that point. Craig, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that, I kind of like Danielle, I agree with everything everyone has said. And in my mind, there are two or three important things that have to happen to make it a diverse search. One is you have to have the leadership of that search and or that department, division, medical school, whatever, committed to a diverse search. And they need to be able to express that to the members of the committee in such a way that it inspires them to think the same way, that they want to have a diverse search. Then there are going to be a form process that occurs, and there are going to be milestones in the search. And they do not make sure you have a diverse search, but what they do is make sure that you stop and think periodically and say, are indeed we doing this in a way which is going to be making this more likely to be a really diverse process? And that's something that's probably the most important point from my perspective, is that doing those things that we all agree help bring about a diverse search does not guarantee a diverse search. There's sort of ways to make sure that you're giving yourself a chance to do a diverse search. So it's really understanding and being inspired to do a diverse search along those things that Danielle talked about. And, you know, quite frankly, no one's going to do them all. You know, there's never going to be the perfect search, but you want to do as good as you can to bring about that excellence that you were talking about, Bruder. And so I think it's important not to confuse sort of a diverse search with the things that you do to help bring about a diverse search, if that makes sense to me.
I agree with you and Bruder completely, except that I resonate with what Danielle's saying is we all do that, but how many times, I mean, if we really, really look critically at the dozens and dozens of dozens of searches we've led or been on, how many times have you seen everybody revert to the same old metrics? How many NIH grants? How many publications? What's their pedigree? Who are they mentored by? And the candidates that don't fit those molds that might very well bring the talent and the innovation to the organization are swept aside. And it's so easy for people to revert to those common things, those common metrics, and not think out of the box. And I'm, you know, I know all of us know about Scott Page's work where, you know, he's studied how you build innovative teams and shown that you answer complex problems in medicine, in engineering, in nuclear science, when you bring people from incredibly disparate backgrounds and incredibly from in every way, age, gender, you know, minority ethnic status, experience from different countries. You know, when you bring a really diverse group together, they consistently outperform groups that are all very homogeneous in their training, their experience, you know, how they've been mentored, you know, all those common metrics. So I think that we try this, but I'm not convinced that the search process, as Danielle's suggesting, that it needs to be really blown up, that we have to be more critical of how we've done things in the past, how we set people up. You know, we all have the dean come and give us a little, you know, rah, rah, rah. We all do the unbiased training. We do a STRIDE course. You know, we try to encourage people to look for this diverse talent. But in the end, you know, 9 times out of 10, everybody reverts to those common things. And I think that's why we rarely, in my opinion, rarely do we get beyond what is truly, I think, our goal. I don't know, maybe age is making me more pessimistic, but I just think back to some of the searches, you know, I've done in the recent past. And one in particular that I remember very distinctly that I was the chair of, and I had to fight to let the youngest person on the search committee with the most diverse background tell us what they saw in the candidates. And she was constantly drowned out by the, you know, more senior, more accomplished, the people with bigger titles. And yet she was the one that picked out such nuances in the candidate pool that, you know, had flown right by me. And it's so I don't know. I'm with Danielle. I think there's more to be done here. There's more for us to think through. And I would like to learn through this process myself, because I think even I know my biases have changed the way I view different candidates, because it is easy to go to those common metrics.
I think you know, all of us have been leaders, and it's really incumbent on the leadership who of the division or department or the school, in terms of allowing that kind of innovation in a search, because you know, I think it's really important that the leaders charge the search in a way that gives some space for innovation and new ways of thinking about the candidates. I think that's really important. Before we sign off, Wesley, you know, as a search professional, you know, what do you feel like in your experience is a diverse search?
Well, as Craig said, and I'll follow in the line of people that agree with everything everybody has mentioned to date. I think one thing that struck me during this conversation is, you know, when you look at the total number of searches at an institution that are done for talent versus the number of searches that are done with search committees, which is how we tend to think about diversity a lot of times in search committees and, you know, bias training and things of that nature. Tend to fall to the committee level, but I was just struck, Bruder, by, you know, the large majority of searches are done by chiefs or done by other programs, and they're really off on their own executing. And so the diversity of the total can really be enhanced and or restrained, if you will, by an overall culture and philosophy that's in place around how we define and go about. I mean, Chris, to your point about process, I think all of those things are in there. I mean, I can tell you our clients nationally, it ranges from, you know, a 15-minute one slide presentation on implicit bias to, you know, to a committee that's charged with bring me 3 finalists, and you know, 2/3 of those finalists have to be of URM or other diverse, you know, background, right? So it really pushes back on the process, on what it has to deliver and how you go about that process. And so, and Valerie, to your point, I do think one of the roles we play, pediatrics is so unique and different. Because if you just broke down every pediatric subspecialty, right, even by ethnicity, there, if we're looking at it by ethnicity, which a lot of organizations do, there aren't a lot of diverse candidates. And the other question is, do the organizations, as they're getting into searches, have they done the homework to know who those people are? So, because it is a finite world in pediatrics, so there really can't be the excuse that it's just too big a group, we don't know, right? And so The thing I feel good about when we do a search is, you know, going to every institution and looking at all of their faculty and looking at their backgrounds and making sure everybody in that specialty or in that leadership category has heard about the opportunity and has the opportunity to respond to it. And so I think that's one process way. At the end of the day, when you make a decision, if you can validate that everybody in the country knows about the opportunity and that you've made that effort, then it feels like you've done good work, whether you have or not. I mean, a lot of people will weigh in on that. But and then I think lastly, you really have to have a champion. You know, Valerie, to your point, probably the biggest value we provide to our clients over the last 25 years has been to stretch the imaginations of chairs and chiefs and other leaders in academic pediatrics as to what the answer to the leadership, you know, the leadership search might be, who might be able to be successful, because we're also dealing with a world of scarce talent, right? And so it takes extra time. It takes a willingness to think outside the box, and which ultimately I believe you could tie to retention, right? I think organizations that you see this creativity and this stretch in their recruiting processes also tend to be organizations that have higher retention capabilities. And so I'll stop there, Bruder, but yeah, there's just so much on this topic that, I think we give lip service to as a global, you know, community, but and there's so many easy things we could be doing to make marked improvement in our outcomes. So
thank you. I think this is a good process. If folks have key articles, and I've been doing a lot of reading, I don't know if you've read Clark's 1999 article on how he integrated the concept of racism as a mediator variable in the biopsychosocial model. If you have key references that you think give some very practical tools to our discussion, Junaith, please send them, because then I could integrate them in my thinking and putting forward Bruder, perhaps a case. So I think this is a good thing to do, but we should be, I'd like to be faithful to our process of diversity within this group as well. So I think it's going to require that input from all of us.
I think this forms a good basis for our discussion moving forward. I hope everyone who looks in on this blog will think about the questions we're grappling with.